Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
This is The English We Speak, with me, Feifei.
And me, Rob.
Rob, I've got some very exciting news to share with you and our listeners.
Well, can I just tell everyone my news first?
Go on then.
Yeah, well, I passed my grade one guitar exam.
Oh, well done, Rob. But you've stolen my thunder now.
I'm not a thief, Feifei. I was just telling everyone my good news.
I'm not calling you a thief, although you are stealing my attention. If you steal someone's thunder, you take the attention away from the other person, usually to your own advantage. It also means you get the praise for something someone else has done. So, Rob, well done. Enjoy the attention.
Thanks. Now, will these examples steal your thunder as well?
Joe stole my thunder by announcing his promotion before I got to tell everyone about mine. She's always stealing my thunder by telling people our news before I do. I was telling a joke and he just interrupted me to tell a different one. He always steals my thunder.
This is The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning about the phrase to steal someone's thunder, which means to do something that takes the attention and praise away from someone else. So, Rob, you're now the focus of attention.
Why do you sound so angry?
Well, I had some big news I wanted to share.
Oh, go on then, tell everyone, share your important news.
It's just that I've been studying for years. I've passed my final exams and I'm now a fully qualified brain surgeon.
Oh, I knew that. I saw the certificate on your desk. Yeah, well done.
Thanks. Looks like you've stolen my thunder again.
Bye.
Bye.